Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent and is also known as Letare Sunday. In Latin, Letare means rejoice, and the entrance antiphon begins with the words, "Rejoice, O Jerusalem, be joyful, all who were in mourning." We are now more than halfway through our journey of Lenten observances and sacrifices, and we experience a note of joy and hope. It is also Mother's Day, and we give thanks for mothers everywhere and celebrate the gifts of life and love so generously and selflessly bestowed by mothers everywhere. We are made aware of that note of hope in the opening prayer of the Mass. O God, who through your word reconciled the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten towards the solemn celebrations to come. A powerful message of hope and light comes to us in the second reading, where St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians says, God loved us with so much love that he was generous with his mercy. When we were dead through our sins, he brought us to life with Christ. And further down, we have the wonderful affirmation. We are God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus to live the good life as from the beginning he had meant us to live it. And then we come to consider and reflect on the Gospel for this fourth Sunday of Lent. The Gospel according to John chapter 3. This Gospel does not make for light reading. It consists of part of a speech Jesus gives following a conversation with a man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Jewish leader and a Pharisee who seeks out Jesus. But he seeks him out in secret, at night, under the cover of darkness. Nicodemus asks questions, and Jesus gives answers that develop into a lengthy speech. The Gospel we are reflecting on is taken from that long speech made by Jesus and has to do with the way in which the Son of Man will be lifted up. Jesus refers back to an episode in the Old Testament when Moses saved the people of Israel from serpents by lifting up a bronze serpent on a pole. All who were bitten and looked at the bronze serpent were saved. This lifting up can refer to Jesus being lifted up on the cross on Calvary, or it can mean the glorification or exaltation of Jesus. There is reassurance in the passage. Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. The final part of Jesus' speech uses images of light and darkness, when it says that though the light has come into the world, people have shown they prefer darkness to the light. And again later on, the one who lives by the truth comes out into the light. So, for you and me, isn't this a good time to ask, what darkness do we need to leave behind? As we progress out of the Lenten season into the light of the Easter season, the feast of the risen Lord, what changes do we need to bring into our lives so that we live only in the light And it can be plainly seen that all that we do is done in God. Let us pray. We pray that, like Nicodemus, we will also seek the light, seek the truth, and endeavor to live as people who believe that they are so loved by God that He sent His only Son to save us from darkness and to lead us to the light. For those living in the darkness of war, strife, tyranny, displacement and fear, that all nations will work together to find a just solution to overcome the darkness that prevails in the lives of too many of the peoples of the world. We pray to the Lord. For all who are without a safe place to live, that they may find warmth, shelter, and assistance. We pray to the Lord. For all mothers, stepmothers, grandmothers, godmothers, and all those women who nurture and care for us, may they always know that they are loved and appreciated, not just for what they do, but for who they are. We pray to the Lord. And just to leave you with a final thought, I hope a star comes out for you today, a new one that you've never seen before. I hope it's bright and bold, a prophetic star piercing your darkness and helping you to see the things you really need to see. I hope it touches you with fire and runs along beside you all day long.